The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Just last night, right before falling asleep, I read a little passage from the diary of Saint Faustina, and our Lord said this to her, Great persecutions and sufferings are in store for you, but be comforted by the thought that many souls will be saved and sanctified through your work. What's he saying? I'm going to give you many souls, but I'm going to have to prune you in order to bear that fruit for me. My brothers and sisters, what happens when you have a tree or a bush or a plant that you do not prune? It becomes unshapely, it grows wild, it loses its beauty. What happens if you have the same plant or tree or bush and you prune it too much? You can actually kill it, right? Or prevent it, you stunt its growth. Our Heavenly Father is the perfect vine grower. He knows exactly how we have to be pruned to bear the greatest fruit, to become all that He intended for us to be. We never have to worry, oh no, Lord, you're pruning me too much, or you're not going to prune me enough. He's going to do exactly what's necessary. But sometimes we fight against it. Lord, why are you doing this to me, right? We prevent what He's trying to do in our lives, and He wants every one of us to bear 100-fold, and then we only bear 10-fold, or 30-fold, or 60-fold. I remember one time, one of the visionaries in Medjugorje, Vitska, she became very ill and actually terminally sick. And Our Lady had revealed to her that this illness would not end in death, that she would be miraculously restored. On the day that that happened, everyone thought, oh my gosh, Lord, why would you do this? Why would you allow this to go on so long? I remember after she recovered, she said, her first words were these, Lord, if there's something more that I can offer for you, I am ready. Lord, I want you to prune me as much as possible because I want to do the absolute greatest work that you desire in and through me. My brothers and sisters, let's ask our Lord that we might bear that 100-fold and trust that He will never prune us too much or He will never lack and not prune us as He ought. And all the pruning is so that we might become beautiful.